This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for March the 14th, 2024. The first patient is Ruth Deacon. The last name is D-E-A-C-O-N. The first name, Ruth, R-U-T-H. 76-year-old female with history of carcinoma of the breast. The patient has been followed by Dr. Shah. The patient was found with a relapse of the tumor. The initial tumor was in 2004, and then they found metastasis in the liver. And apparently it's also out of the liver. The patient developed acute kidney injury after the administration of Xeloda, X-E-L-O-D-A, and developed acute kidney injury. She was found with a right side hydronephrosis that was treated with a stent that is going to be changed soon by Dr. Onishi. O-N-Y-I-S-H-I. Apparently, the patient has a stenosis in the proximal ureter. Period. The patient has deterioration of the ejection fraction. She has dilated chemocardiomyopathy. Today comes for the follow-up of the condition. The last time the serum creatinine was 2.1. This was on February 6, 24. On February the 27th, the serum creatinine is 2.4. The BUN is 39. The glucose is 110. The CO2 is 20. The sodium 141. Potassium 4.8. The CO2 is 21 and the chloride is 8.5. Liver function tests are with the normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio consistent with 500 milligrams. And the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 94. Taking into consideration the presence of proteinuria and the presence of cardiovascular disease, the patient will get benefit from the administration of Farxiga. We are going to start with 5 milligrams on a daily basis. The patient was explained about the side effects of the Farxiga and what to do. She knows how to maintain a body weight of 135 pounds in order to avoid congestive heart failure. She was also explained about the possibility of urinary tract infections. Following number, the patient has anemia. The serum iron is 78 and the saturation is 28. The hemoglobin 9.5 and hematocrit is 30.1. This anemia seems to be related to chemotherapy, radiation therapy, underlying disease, not necessarily related to kidney dysfunction. We are going to defer the treatment to Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, who is the oncologist in the case. Folate is 23.5. Following number, the patient has dilated ischemic cardiomyopathy with a
decreased ejection fraction. The patient is followed by Dr. Bhandare, Bhandare. She continued with a low sodium diet and a fluid restriction of 40 ounces and follow a body weight of 135 pounds. Following number metastatic breast carcinoma that is followed by the Florida Cancer Center. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.